Good evening and welcome, victims, ladies and gentlemen, and others. Oh, wow. That's a lot of others. Is anyone here from out of town? Or maybe from under? Well, we're so glad you could all come out tonight. Remember to be generous to your servers. These ghouls are working gravely hard for tips. And now, are you ready for a devilishly good time? Well, I have just one thing to say. When you get down to it, it doesn't really matter where we all came from, or whether we're young or old, or if we are, you know, technically alive. We all bleed the same... Wait. We're all just human. No. Hang on. We're all people. No, we're here. We're all here. Yeah. So, we're together tonight. Because we have so much in common. Really? Don't we all just want the same things? Because... baby, I'm hot just like a nervin. I need some lovin. And woo! Baby, I can't hold it much longer. It's getting stronger and stronger. And when I get that feeling, I want a sexual healing. Sexual healing. I can't hold this back anymore. Oh, baby, makes me feel so fine. Helps to relieve my mind. Sexual healing is something that is good for me.
On a remote island.
And then she went, "Arr, I'm dying." And she kind of was.
20 strangers must turn an old mansion into a luxury hotel.
I'm afraid of no ghosts, murderers, or witches. Only restrictions to my liberties. Free my...
or die trying.
Roar! Did I scare you?
From the producers of Purgatory's Got Torture.
We don't expect all of them to survive, obviously.
And Buried by First Sight.
OMG, OMG, OMG. There's somebody under my bed.
It's just me, Murdario.
Welcome to Honey Bay Island.
Fear is very natural. Fear is the foundation of life. But here, it gets amplified to an extreme degree.
A thrilling new step in reality television.
That's my machete.
Welcome to Hotel Butchery.
Those bloodstains are so last season.
Then let's make some new ones.
With today's busy schedules, it can be hard to find the time you need to create voodoo dolls for all your uses. But going to the big box store is never just as satisfying. We all know there's something special about using an effigy specifically created with just one person in mind. That's why I started Put a Pin in It. My voodoo dolls are all individually handmade for just that special someone in your life. These beautiful dolls will blend in perfectly with your curated aesthetic, and I personally guarantee their effectiveness. When you place your order, just give the person's name, socials, address, and blood type. We'll take care of the rest for you and get that dummy to your door. Currently, with our Stick It to the Man special, all male presenting dolls are half off. Order yours now.
Are you tired of spending every holiday alone? Are you having no luck trying to connect with that special someone? Do you feel like the cowardly lion? Remember last Halloween when you had a cute coed cornered at the party and you asked her, "Are you my type?" Forgetting that at the last minute you had decided not to dress as Dracula? Oof. So embarrassing. Well, it's almost Halloween again, and you don't need to spend it as a wallflower at the party. You don't even need a new brain. All you need is guts. Here at Happy Endings, we have the solution for you. Our self-hypnosis tapes are easy to use. Heck, you can even listen to them while you're sleeping. Just think, no more being rejected like a transplanted organ. Once you use our tapes and let your subconscious mind take over, it'll do all the work. Happy Endings self-hypnosis tapes will transform your life. You can count on it. Don't wait another second. Call 1-800-RIP-YOU-OFF. Our operators are standing by. So don't delay. Our rates won't cost you an arm or a leg. Happy Endings. Guaranteed.
Thank you for doing this with me. You know I've always been into this kind of stuff, but I didn't want to be alone for my first attempt at contacting the spirits. You know, in case something goes wrong.
No, don't worry about it. I'm kind of curious to see if it works. And, you know, I'll be hanging out with you. So it'll be fun no matter what happens. You're already set up here, huh? Food on the table? A freaking candlelit dinner?
Yeah, it's for any spirits who still enjoy physical food and stuff.
Wait, aren't they ghosts? How do they get anything out of people food?
I don't know. That's just how the website said to do it. Now, come sit down. I want to get started.
Okay. And now we hold hands, right?
Right. Okay, are you ready?
Sure, I guess. Let her rip, tater ship.
Beloved spirit, we bring you gifts from life unto death. Commune with us and move among us. Beloved spirit, we bring you gifts from life unto death. Commune with us and move among us.
Flubus, porum, spaghetti, granolum, I now summon the unliving. I don't think it's working. Aren't you supposed to say a specific name or something? To get the right spirit? Hey, are you okay? Your skin is freezing.
Oh man, it's been ages. Ah, just what the old ectoplasm needed. A fresh young body.
Ha ha, very funny. You're pulling my leg, right?
Jeez, would you look at these honkers? They are a real sight for sore eyes, let me tell you. Oh hey, I've got them too.
Why are you feeling up to yourself? What's going on here? Lizzie?
Lizzie? Nah, my name's Ben. Ben Dover. Nice to meet you, dollface.
Ben. Ben Dover. Bend over. Uh-huh. Absolutely freaking hilarious. Now, will you quit? I never thought you or all people would be playing a prank like this.
Prank? I assure you, Missy, I am really bent over. Just because I've been dead for a few decades doesn't mean you have any license to treat a fellow with disrespect. Don't they teach manners around here anymore?
Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Dover. Can I call you Ben? I'm kind of having a hard time believing what's going on here.
Oh, first time? Don't sweat it. Happens to the best of us. This here is just a little possession, no biggie. Your friend here invited me in. Awful risky not calling a specific spirit like that. Someone a lot nastier could have come along. Like one of those wackadoos a few doors down. They're real mean.
So what, you did us a favor? Why are you even here then?
Exactly. Couple of sweet dames like yourselves. I couldn't let any harm come to you. So old Ben here swooped in before anybody else could. I mean, look at the view. Can you blame me?
The view. Right. We're in a tiny little apartment. What view are you talking about?
Well, those, of course. I mean, look at them.
My boobs. What, you can't perv around enough as a ghost?
Perv around? Now listen here, I ain't no snooper. They're just so big and bouncy, I couldn't help it.
Right, whatever you say. Look, it's been nice meeting you, but I'm kind of worried for my friend. Could you maybe, leave, please? Spirit, go away, or something.
Trying to get rid of old Benny, are you? That's all right, I understand. Nobody ever wanted me around when I was alive, so now that I'm dead...
Oh my god, you're clearly angling for something. Just spit it out already. What do you want?
Can I maybe see him? Please, just for a little while?
Grab. Wow, okay. Definitely a perv ghost. Then again, I've probably whipped out my tits for less. All right, fine. Just let me...
Holy gee willikers, look at those! Oh, wow. These feel really nice. I mean, oh no, I'm so sorry. What am I doing? Did something happen?
Nice try, Lizzie Bion. You almost had me there. But if you really want to get me between the sheets, you could have done better than a ghost. So, you want to try that again?
Are you tired of inefficient doctors who don't believe your truth? Are you tired of science always getting in the way? Then it's time to try McAllister's DIY surgery for all your homemade surgery needs. Just apply the special anesthetics, grab the scalpel, and go to town. McAllister's DIY surgery, for those smart enough to be their own doctor. Anesthetic scalpels and bandages not included.
Oh good, you're awake. That took longer than I anticipated. You were less dense than I expected. I thought I might have overdosed you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I couldn't help but notice you at the bar. You're a walking stereotype.
Where am I?
That's not important. What is important is that you keep your movements slow so that you don't vomit all over this nice concrete floor. The Rohypnol leaving your system can give you some nasty motion sickness.
This Rohypnol, at least pronounce it right.
Excuse me?
It's Rohypnol, not Rohypnol. I mean, I should know. I keep a bottle of the shit on me at all times.
I'm pretty sure. You know what? Not going to bother. I knew you were one of those guys. I knew it when I saw your popped collar and your face that just screams. I have my daddy's lawyer on speed dial.
Of course I do. Don't you?
I'm going to enjoy this.
Are we going to... Wait. Did we fuck? Man, did I miss that shit? I really hope not, because you are stupid hot.
No, we didn't fuck. I'm not going to fuck you. What part of waking up drugged and tied to a chair in a concrete room implies that we're going to fuck?
All of it.
What? No, I'm here to give you a taste of your own medicine. I'm going to show you what it's like to wake up scared in an unfamiliar place with unfamiliar people, not knowing if you're going to make it home again.
I mean, dude, I live in a frat house. This happens to me, like, weekly.
I'm going to fucking torture you, you fucking ape.
Whoa there, killer. First of all, it's chimp, not ape. We came from chimps. I mean, that's like Bio 101.
I'm honestly surprised you attended Bio 101, let alone passed it. God, this is impossible. How are you so unbothered by all of this? And also so wrong about everything?
Who attends class? Didn't your parents just donate a library or something? Are you gonna let me go?
Does it look like I'm going to let you go? Donate a library? What the fuck? Do you even hear yourself?
You can't hear yourself. That's impossible.
You can't hear yourself. Fuck.
Well, you know, it's because you're not really hearing yourself. You're just sensing the vibraphone inside your ear.
Oh, wow. I really picked a good one this time.
Huh? What do you mean, this time?
Why do I do this anyway?
Oh, you mean you can't help yourself? Maybe you're coming down with a little Helsinki syndrome.
Excuse me? You mean Stockholm?
No, I know what I said. I do study sometimes, you know. I'm a psychology major.
Oh my god. Okay. All right. I get it. Is this what you're trying to do with everyone?
What?
It's okay. I see it all the time. Do you know what the Dunning-Kruger effect is?
Yeah, sure. It's when...
What? Still not feeling sharp yet? I thought so. It's when people think that they're better at something than they really are. Or maybe worse. But I'm sure you knew that, right? I'm guessing that's what you do out at the boss? Try to impress those sorority girls by pretending to be smart?
Hey, I am smart. I told you, I'm a psych.
Yes, I know what you said, but now I'm seeing that you're really a stylist underneath. Or maybe I should call you an ultra-trepidarian.
You, huh? Ultra something? Actually, I do sort of like the sound of that.
Maybe you should look it up. You know, sometime, when your hands are free.
I will. Right. Hey, about that, I'm kind of getting a little uncomfortable here.
Oh, you'll be fine. I know how to tie a man up properly. Who's the ABCDarian here?
Oh, come on. Now you're just making things up.
You think so?
Uh-huh, sure. I've met plenty of know-it-alls myself. It's just like you said, the Freddy Krueger effect. It's true about girls too, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my classes are full of them. They want to, like, lecture me on chauvinism and stuff just because they read a little Gilda Steinem.
Oh, you poor creature. Actually, I think I know what you really need.
Oh, a lap dance to start?
While I've got you here, maybe I can really teach you a lesson.
Yeah? Oh, baby, now that's more like it.
Oh, my God, you are such a troglodyte. No, I mean, have you ever had a lecture in real psychology? A, personal one?
What?
I think I've got a lot of work to do. Did I mention that I'm an adjunct professor? I wrote a book on this.
Hey, I don't know if this is, like, your weird idea of foreplay, but I don't get it.
And of course, I had a gag handy already, so let's see here. All right. Settled and comfortably? Good. First off, Stockholm Syndrome was first coined as a term after a failed robbery in 1973. An ex-convict took four people hostage and kept them in a bank for 6 days. After they were released, it turns out that the hostages refused to testify against him.
Just a moment. Alright, wine, candles, music. Are you ready? Come on in.
Oh, this is beautiful. You didn't need to go to all this trouble.
Oh, come now, Mr. Griffin. You still look like a mummy. Enough with all the bandages.
My dear, you know it's for a reason.
Yes, but there's no need to be the spooky invisible man here. Not with me. Come on. Wanna be nice? To take everything off? For once? This is gonna be fascinating.
Well, if you are sure. Ready? You won't even see what's coming.
I hope not. When it's time to get rid of these, here, let me just. Oh, watch the candles. No. Wait.
right back and you'll hear a tale of fateful trip that started from this coven here. Join us for this audio clip. Hello? Can you hear me? Master? I'm not sure this connection is working. Oh, it's impossible to get this thing working. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
It seems fine on my end. Cauldron is the greatest new video app for witches. I'm sure I can walk you through your first manifesting spell with no problem at all. After all, it's meow or never.
Really? That would be so possum, Master. I'm so excited. You really think I can conjure up a cat as my animal familiar? Like, truly?
Sure. And you are ready for this. Everything in your witch training has led to this point. I am a very experienced witch, you know.
Okay, Broomer, whatever you say.
Pardon me, apprentice? I can still banish you to the catacombs.
I said I have all the ingredients right here, Master. Have the cauldron and, well, everything you said to get.
Good. Now let's proceed. Add the sage to the cauldron, breaking it up into small pieces as you go. Mm-hmm. That looks right. Now, add the crow's feet.
Crow's feet? Huh? But between the two of us, you're the one with more experience. So aren't you the one with the crow's feet?
Why are you so perplexed? Never mind. I know an alternative spell we can use. Add the Eye of Newt and then the water from the crystal spring. And mix it up.
By stirring it? I thought it was supposed to be shaken, not stirred.
Hey, pay attention. I feel like you're not taking this seriously enough. If you mess it up, it will categorically be a catastrophe.
Oh, Master, you are so witty.
Pause.
So, you want me to put the app on pause?
No. I said to add the furry paws to the cauldron. You'd better concentrate right now, or we're going to be fighting like cats and dogs. I can't believe how hard you are making this.
But Master Bates, I mean Chief Witch Bates, or Master, please try not to get catty with me. You're really starting to hurt my felines.
Next, add the bee venom from the magical spelling bee and stir. That's a good girl. It looks perfect. Positively perfect. It worked out exactly as I planned. If you'd been paying attention, you'd know a cat girl spell when you hear one. Let this be a lesson to you, my dear apprentice. So, what do you think? How does the fur feel? Aw, you're cute when you purr. Now, don't be a sourpuss. I'm sure you think this is clawful right now, but I hope you realize that you're going to be my very own pussy now. You are such a beautiful ginger pussy. Once I'm over there, I'm going to take really good care of you and stroke you. And
how long does your favorite knife last before getting dull? Are you tired of having to resharpen them after every two or three victims? Or worse yet, having to stop midway through a dismembering because the blade just won't cut through a bone anymore? We've all been there. But the good news is, those days can be over with the new Slashinator 3000. We make the only blades to earn the official Michael Myers seal of approval for three Halloweens running. Once you try our patented eviscerator model, we promise you'll never go back. Stabbing a teenager with anything else will seem like sawing through an overcooked steak. Check out CandiesKnifeWorld.com. That's Candy with an I. CandiesKnifeWorld.com. And find a nice price for a slice.
Come on, hurry up.
All right, I'm right here. No need to hurry. Did you notice the whole castle was empty? And the grounds, for that matter. There's been nobody around. For miles.
That's not the point. We found the crypt. There's no telling if somebody else might.
You know, if somebody had just read the fucking map right.
Oh, shut up. Wow, I can hardly believe it. I actually made it here.
Finally. Our revenge.
My revenge. Who's been hunting this guy for years now?
Fine. That's right. And let's not forget the gold and treasure too. So this is the famous crypt of Count Blodentooth. Wow. Looks like those vampires could be even kinkier than I thought.
I don't care about... Wait, what?
Are you paying attention here? Look at this place.
You can't stop thinking of all the rumors, can you? Orgies in the dungeon, things like that.
Well, aren't you? I mean, check out that, harness? We could both swing from that thing.
Oh. Really?
And there's that wall of... What the hell are those? They are obviously not just for torturing people.
Maybe you're right. No, wait. Now's not the time. First the vamp, then the gold, and kinky toys. Where's his coffin?
That one can't really be a spreader, can it? Not with the spikes.
Who cares? I found it. Just get over here. Ready? And... What?
What?
Ah! Stay back. Who are... Wait. Gary?
Denise?
Well, shit.
What is this? Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
It's okay. I know him.
You mean... Huh. So, then this isn't the vampire.
What? Do I look like a vampire?
Well, honestly, you are a bit on the creepy side.
Oh, thanks a lot.
No, he's another hunter. I can't imagine him as a vampire. He could never stand living in a place this cold for one thing.
No, you were always the cold one.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hey. Will someone explain what's going on?
He used to be my, you know, partner. Before I met you.
Oh. In vampire hunting?
Yes.
That too.
Oh. So you mean...
Let's not get into it.
Huh. Of course. You never want to talk about the important things.
Look... What the hell are you doing here?
I'm waiting in a dungeon. I'm holding a stake. What do you think?
Oh, this is so typical. You just have to be condescending about everything.
Enough! So the Count isn't here?
No. Well, not right now. I figured he'd have to show up sometime.
Huh. That's pretty smart. For you.
And of course, I was curious about the legendary sex dungeon. You remember some of those stories we found? Hey, is that why you're here?
None of your business.
So, then you mean he could still be coming in here at any time?
Do you hear something outside?
Wait, is that...
Shit! Quick! Maybe we can jump him when the door opens.
Ah! Holy shit!
Get off! What the hell is going on? Who are you people?
Us people?
Nate?
Really? You know him too?
Wait, what are you doing here?
Shit.
I'm guessing this isn't the Count either.
What do you think?
What? You didn't think I was...
Well, who else would be coming in here? That's why we were waiting for him.
See the stakes?
Oh my god! Is anybody around here actually a vampire?
I don't know. For a second I thought he was. Or maybe a troll.
What? Do I look like a troll?
Do you want an answer to that?
Oh, for the love of...
Sorry. I can't believe this. So you... The rest of you didn't find him either? Shit. Was there really any point in coming all the way here after all?
Hey, then we can at least get away with some of the gold. And you know, there's a lot of stuff here we can take advantage of. Would any of you want to try out those?
Oh my god, really? Is that all you ever think about?
I know, right? Want me to take care of them, baby?
Would you, please?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid that was part of the plan.
What? You must really be new. Didn't you know she uses poison stakes?
But we took the antidote.
Oh, really? And who told you that stuff was an antidote?
I'm sure you have been. You know, useful. But sorry, she's really been working on me.
And you work so well.
Oh, fuck.
Remind me not to get on your bad side either.
Wow. So, you two? You're together?
Oh, yes.
Well, that explains a lot.
What does that mean?
Wait, how long was this going on? All this time. Were you not really helping me all along?
What can I say? You've been fun, sometimes. But no, we were just after the gold all along.
Oh, is that what you thought?
What? You?
Oh, honey, you think I didn't know you were planning to take it all yourself? You couldn't fool me. Yes, you've been pretty fun too. But I'm really here working with him.
I told you she'd never figure it out.
Bitch.
Finally. Are you ready to see what treasure we can find here?
Oh, yes. There's just one more thing.
What?
Did you think you were the only one who wanted revenge? Oh, and this one doesn't have an antidote.
Why?
Look at how you treated both of them. Obviously, I couldn't trust you. And anyway, you're not really my type. I was really working with him.
Darling.
Really? I should have seen this coming.
Wow. I can hardly believe it really worked.
Perfect. Can you believe they all fell for it?
Because you're just so charming.
Oh, stop it. Wow. Hey, did you notice the rack? We have to try that before we leave. Or all the manacles.
I was actually looking at the pliers. Or maybe that stockade.
Oh, yes. And so much more. What should we try first?